This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Theatre, film, TV, and more. Susie Rong reviews it all on Joy Drive.
I've got a Susie Rong Labubu hanging off my gym bag.
Must be cute.
It's very cute. Everyone comments on it.
Hey, Warren. In December, I'm going to become a sister-in-law to a nice Indian boy.
Oh, really?
Are you? I am.
Really? That's exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I'm not a person who's gone to very many weddings, so It's going to be a bit of an experience for me.
An Indian wedding?
What makes it more interesting is that it's going to be like a cross-cultural wedding.
Oh, how much fun will that be?
I think a lot of it is going to be like self-designed, you know, a bit of tradition here and there. But, you know, I think they're going to work out how they're going to meld things together.
What are the two cultures, can I ask?
Yeah, so my brother-in-law is Indian Muslim and my sister is Chinese Catholic.
Oh, wow, that'll be fantastic. Imagine the food. That's what I'm thinking of.
Thinking more of the rituals.
Oh, yeah, okay. They'll be nice too. How are you going to merge them?
I have no idea. But I think my sister is quite a headstrong, independent kind of person. Oh. It runs in the family.
We were all thinking it.
So I think she's just going to do it's going to be right for her, which is the way to do a wedding, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it'll be a fantastic wedding, Susie. I can't wait to hear how it goes. Now, we did watch something by that name, which was a nice Indian boy. You can catch it in Melbourne. It's Cinema Nova. Susie, what did you think of it?
A Nice Indian Boy is an American rom-com about Naveen, a doctor, and Jay, a photographer. Both grew up with Indian-American parents, except Jay is a white guy having been adopted from birth. The two start dating and fall in love quickly. But when they decide to take the next step and get married, things begin to fall apart. It is not entirely clear to me what the problem is. I believe there are issues with how the plot is conveyed in A Nice Indian Boy, which is a bit of a shame because the characters are extremely likable. Casting is incredible for the movie. The leads are Karan Soni and Jonathan Groff, both very charming actors. All of the supports are equally wonderful, including Zana Garg, one of my favorite comedians, playing Naveen's mother. She delivers many satisfying laughs. A Nice Indian Boy may not always make a lot of sense, but its humor sparkles and its sentimentality is beautifully and sensitively rendered. The romance between the two men is believable, but what's more captivating are Naveen's family dynamics. His parents' 35-year relationship that originally began as an arranged marriage forms a great narrative that brings a valuable gravity to the film. In addition, their experiences relating to struggles and acceptance of having a gay son are handled with considerable flair. Naveen's sister, too, contributes meaningfully to the storytelling, adding enjoyable textures that prevent the film from turning cliche. Look out also for the wedding planner and Naveen's hospital colleague, both very fabulous personalities who really elevate the film. This is an immigrant story and a gay story coming out of America at a time when there are serious efforts of not just erasure, but also elimination. There's a casualness and lightness in A Nice Indian Boy, but we should not take marginalized voices like this for granted. Warren, are you any good with your partner's parents?
I haven't met them yet because they're overseas. But having had, I suppose, a couple of, how do we say it, mixed cultural relationships, I enjoyed watching this film, but I found it really, really slow at first, and a lot of the things I did find a little bit cliche, but I found it kind of became more emotional towards the end and the last half of the film. I found then I got hooked into it and I was enjoying it and watching it, but I have to admit, at first I was thinking, oh, it's a little bit cliche, but I love the fact that we're talking about two different cultures coming together, and that I really liked. And I love the mum. Oh, The mum was so funny. The mum was perhaps the best character, and also the hospital colleague as well. You're right with those, Susie. But I feel like I kind of thought it glossed over. It had a really good opportunity to point out some of the challenges that people of two different cultures can face when they come together, and they're both from the queer community. I thought there's a lot more to it. I mean, I remember relationships where the family, he was out to his family, but it was like the partner didn't exist. And we got to a point where we said, well, there's no point me going along to family events because clearly it's making them uncomfortable. And, you know, I didn't exist as a partner. It was really challenging, and it put a lot of pressure on him as well, a lot of pressure. And I initially used to get really annoyed at it and think, what's wrong? They know he's gay. And then I realized, well, actually, you know what? There's more to it. There's religion involved here that was, and I could see the conflict going on in their heads at the same time. It was a really difficult time. And then, you know, when I think back to my partner whose family were in Bangkok, I mean, they were the most amazing family ever. In fact, I could still go back and say hello to them without any problems whatsoever. So I feel like it missed an opportunity to really deal with some of the struggles that people from different cultures have, especially when religion's involved as well.
Yeah, this experience that you're describing, I think, is very key to the initial part of the movie, which I felt like they glossed over for. I don't know why. It's such an interesting issue, and it was important to how the story was unfolding, but they kind of didn't explain what was going on. There was a meeting where the white boy meets the fat Indian family for the first time, and then things start to break down there. But I didn't quite understand what was going on. I didn't quite understand. Well, the parents were trying very hard to be open, yet things kind of collapsed. I didn't understand it very well. Like I said, there are problems, I think, with how the plot is depicted. But I just really loved all the people. The father, the mother, the sister, all of them. I thought they were all so charming and also quirky and to me, really believable people.
Yeah, I think they were really believable. I didn't understand, like, there was a few stories going on there, and I understood, you know, obviously the main couple, the gay couple, and then of course moving on to you know, the mother and the father of the Indian boy. I understood that. I didn't quite get the sister and what was going on there and what the purpose of that was, whether it was to say, hey, you know, queer people can fall in love and, you know, straight people don't necessarily have the perfect relationships all the time either. So I don't know what the message was meant to be with that extra story that was going on there. Did you get that, Susie?
I agree. I didn't understand why they kind of gave her the time and didn't kind of make us understand what was happening. The plus side was her performance was so great. You just understood there was some jealousy, some sorrow, some anguish. You didn't really know where it came from. You didn't really know how it affected the main storyline, but you loved her. You know, I loved her more and more, and it was great. And the parents' story became the clearest story, right? At the end, you just went like, oh, I understand this part of the story the best. Like how they seem like a cold couple that don't show a lot of affection to one another. And you understood that they were, they met through an arranged situation. So the kids kind of thought that there was no love between the two, but actually there was a different kind of love that they were able to explain at the end quite beautifully, I thought.
Yeah, I agree with you. A couple of messages are coming in saying, queer cis woman here that works in diversity and inclusion. It was quite sweet, and I really enjoyed the complexity of the white guy being raised culturally Indian. I agree. I didn't expect that. I thought it was just going to be a white guy raised in the US, but no, raised with an Indian family.
Yeah, so when we found out that he was raised by an Indian family, so I thought, oh, maybe the nice Indian boy is really about the white guy. But then you didn't get very many stories about his background. You just knew that he was brought up by an Indian family. I would have liked to see a lot more there. Obviously, his kind of passion for Bollywood movies was a nice touch.
I agree. But I would have liked to have seen perhaps not raised in an Indian family, because then we would have seen the real struggles of two complete cultures cultures coming together, and then, you know, what the gay couple would have had to navigate to get the parents to accept. That would have been an interesting, I think that might have been even perhaps more difficult. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. It just needed a bit more meat to kind of let us invest into the relationship sort of breaking up before they got back together.
What did you think of the cooking with the dad? Someone just texted in saying the cooking with the dad was a delight.
Yeah, I mean, I just love all the scenes with the family. And the father is so incredibly quirky. And he had very little words to say, which is very accurate, a very accurate depiction of Asian fathers. But just all his gestures and his face, it was just marvelous work. And, you know, I had a look up on IMDb, and he's extremely experienced. He's acted tons of movies over a long time, and you can really see it. Like, he's able to deliver the laughs with very little, you know, and then also a lot of poignancy with very little. It's amazing to watch.
And the other thing is to think about, you know, when you see a lot of, when two cultures can come together, you often, I suppose, you know, different families have different expectations, I suppose, of their kid's partner. And I think we only saw one expectation, because that's, you know, the parents were no longer alive, but we saw the one expectation. But it just felt, I don't know, it felt like he'd come out, because he was raised by the Indian parents, it just felt like he'd come out of, he'd already been sort of, I don't know, prepared for the, it was like it made it easier. Do you know what I'm saying?
You just want it to be your story, won't
you? No, I don't. I was just watching it, and we were sitting on the couch, and I feel like it's missing the mark here. I feel like it's really missing, it's not capturing the struggles.
Yeah. Again, on IMDb, I saw the director, even though I think he has talent, but then, like we've said, there were some parts that were missed, and he's pretty early in his career. So I think there is definitely, he has really good pluses. Like, he's really good with nuance, and I think he's got really good taste. Mm. So those are good places to start with. So hopefully in a few years, he would create, a stronger work.
What do you think about, the idea of having to constantly come out? So, you know, coming out to, I suppose, your family, then having to come out to the partner's family again, perhaps, if you haven't come out to your parents, and then you form a relationship with someone, you're kind of forced to come out to them. What do you think of that, Susie? Like, this multiple coming out that we seem to always have to go through.
If you think about it, it's really, really exhausting. Oh. But it's not something that we really think about, is it?
No, but it's true, though. It's like we go through, it's not just one big thing. It's like, okay, now they don't know about it, so I better tell them, or my work doesn't know about it, or what about my partner's parents? It's like constant, and then there's that anxiety that comes with it every time.
Yeah, because you don't know how they're going to respond.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But
yeah.
You know what? What's good, Susie? No one died. There was queer joy without tragedy.
There was a nice Bollywood-style number at the end, which is always a great plus.
That's true. Look, it's worth watching. Just I reckon it comes together at the end. It's more emotional at the end. Definitely, Susie. What are we watching next week?
There's great heart in the movie, so I'd say, I would recommend it. Yeah.
Okay.
Next week, another two men get married, but this time they fall pregnant because one of them has a uterus. Oh. The title of this Australian drama series is Kit, a story about a trans man named Kit Jackson. Watch it on YouTube, and I'll see you next Tuesday. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.